Wash the clothes.
What would they do on Tuesday?
You said?
What would they do the next day after they'd washed
them? Well, they'd starch them and iron them. Starch and iron.
What would they call the big thing they'd have out in the yard to boil the clothes in?
A wash pot.
Would you ever call that a kettle?
No. Didn't call that a kettle. The things that you boil water in is a kettle, you see. That's where they make coffee or anything like that.
But this is like that.
But for to put your clothes in, to boil the water, to put your clothes in and put your clothes in and boil them, that's what they call a wash pot. That's a big, large, round pot, you see. Larger than a tub is. Of course, a different size tub, you see, number one, two, and three, and then, of course, what we have what we call a foot tub, you see, people used to wash their feet in.
Nowadays, if your clothes were dirty, you could send them to the...
laundry.
Did people used to say laundry back then? Would they ever say, I have to do my laundry?
Yeah, have to do my laundry, or send them to the laundry.
Did they used to say that?
Yeah.
And... on some houses, you have boards that lap over the outside like this?
Yeah.
That's called?
Oh, well, some call it a ship lap, and some call it a drop edge. But the boards where you drop over, the bottom part over the top part, you see you start and let them slant this way, and then you put your other on, that's what they call a drop over.
Mm-hmm. What about siding or weatherboard?
Well, the weatherboard, that's what they call a gable end. That's above the log shear, the main walls. And they put that up there, weatherboard, or some call it a weatherboard, some call it a gable end.
That's up above the?
Yeah, that's up above the main logs at the end of the house. Yeah, they call that the gable end.
If the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
shut it or close it.
Okay. And a little building that you could use for storing wood. What would you call a little building you could store wood in?
Well, some call it the woodshed and some call it the woodhouse.
Which would you call it?
Well, I have it, the way I have it is woodsheds. I have a woodshed on each side of my car house yonder. And then I have a woodshed at one end of my car house. The object end from where I drive my car or truck in at.
Is a shed different from a house?
No, it's connected to the house. The shed is connected to the house, you see. Just like a porch is to a dwelling house.
Before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the buildings that they had outside?
Well, they didn't have many buildings for to take baths in outside that way. They generally would go in the kitchen and heat the water on the stove, you see, and they'd have to take them in a wash tub. Didn't even have bathtubs then. But they finally got to where they built a made bathtubs out of zinc. Zinc bathtubs. And of course they'd build them a bathroom and they'd put them in there, you see. And some would have to carry the water out, dip it out and pour it out, but they finally got to where they'd drill holes in the wall, you see, and take a pipe and run it out of there, just like they do the kind of like to do the bathing rooms now, bathroom.
What would they have for the toilets? Where would the toilets be?
Well, they'd be out away from the house.